Welcome back to the Press Box and our Saturday racing preview show, as always hosted by my great friend Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzz, welcome back.
Jainer, great to be with you again. Great to be with you on what is just a fantastic weekend for racing, a fantastic weekend here in the Commonwealth. And the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, at this time of year, where else would we go but the spa?
You know, Saratoga is one of those places that you always remember. You can't forget. If you love just the sport and the beauty of racing, it's not more captured than up at Saratoga. Just it's a beautiful, it's a picture. It's a painting. It's just an amazing venue, and they always have great racing.
Okay, so let's go ahead. And the thing about the Saratoga meet, and you go on to Saratoga and then up in the early fall to Monmouth and different places, always attracts great horses. But today we're focusing on a race and focusing on Malafat.
You know, this filly is a truly tremendous. Trained by Todd Pletcher, won the Kentucky Oaks. I think it did so in such style and such grace and such dramatic fashion, Buzzy, that, you know, everybody wanted to see her immediately thereafter. And, you know, to their credit, they gave this filly some time to mature, to develop some more. And, with the great ones, you allow them to tell you when they want to race next. And so that's the case. She's on the billboard for this today's racing across the globe, actually, Buzzy.
Okay, so Malafat looking to remain unbeaten in the Coaching Club America Stakes up at Saratoga, as we said. A grade one event, going 9 furlongs, 3-year-old fillies. And so, obviously, we've talked about Malafat, but what else can you tell me about the field?
Well, you know, when you watch races and you really have a filly in that's of this caliber, I think the thing to do is enjoy the moment and watch this filly take the next step toward grandeur. I don't handicap the race thinking who can I use to beat her or how I can make the most money out of the race, because I think you lose sight of watching greatness in motion. And it's kind of like watching Personal Ensign or Monomoy Girl, or some of the great ones that we've had, Rachel Alexandra,
right.
You know, some of the great fillies that have come along in the last few years, when they show up on the PPs and they show up in the entries, I think we've missed the opportunity to truly enjoy them by trying to handicap them out of a win. And so I think this is one of those cases where you kind of tip your hat, say she's the best, and you sit back and enjoy, because she's not going to be many odds. There are some really nice other horses in a grade one stake. Obviously, Clary Air is in here, and, you know, I think this filly has a lot of talent. You know, she comes into the race, I think, in good order as well. And, you know, there's Rock, Paper, Scissors in here. I think one of the best names I've seen come along in years. And she has some attraction as well because of her race ability. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at it, if you really are objective, if Malafat runs her race, Buzzy, I think she wins the race and probably in convincing fashion.
Okay, so even though you may not be able to make any money on that race, and I will agree with Mr. McLean, you can check out his Saratoga picks, what we got going at Ellis Park. All of that can be found at the PressBoxLTF.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Gaming and Racing, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great, great weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, Buzzy. And, you know, I have to pat my own back here.
That's right. We didn't talk about the 8 for 8.
You know, 8 for 8 last week, last Saturday at Ellis Park, the first time that's happened in my handicapping life. And, you know, I know they only raced 8 races down there, but to have my top pick win all 8 races, and it was a little chalky, granted, but the favorites only win on average about 33% of the time on a universal basis. But my first time ever doing it, and did it at Ellis Park last Saturday. It was a lot of fun, and I got a lot of nice comments and thanks to the people that recognized that. I've been around this game a long time. I've handicapped a lot of races. I've never done it. It was so much fun. And Ellis Park has really had a great meet. And
they really
take
have.
A look at the OP patch today as well, Buzzy. There's really some nice races. And guess what? They're going to add a race. And if I go perfect, it'll have to be 9 for 9 today.
Let's go. Let's get her done.
Let's do it.
Have a great weekend, my friend. Love you.
You too. Love you, brother. Take care, my friend.